I want to ask the question, what's the avodah of Rosh Hashanah? What should we be thinking about? It's very strange because Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's the day of Din. We would anticipate that this is the day of Tshuva. And yet in the Tfilos and the Seder Ayom, we find no Tshuva. We don't find even a word of Vidui. Even as far as Avinu Malkeinu, which the opening line is Chatanu Lefanecha, according to some poskim, we should omit that line and not mention Chet. The Gaon was opposed to Bechia on Rosh Hashanah. So it's not a day of Tshuva and Bechi in the classical sense. And therefore we ask ourselves, what is the Avod? What should we be thinking about and concentrating on Rosh Hashanah? At the same time, we can ask the question, what should be our Kavanah when we hear the Shofar? Obviously we want to have Kavanah L'shem Mitzvah, and Shofar requires Kavanas Mashmiya, Kavanas Shomea, the Kavanah of the Bal Tokea to be Motzi the Tzibur, and the Kavanah of every member of the Tzibur to be Yotze. But beyond the basic Kavanah L'shem Mitzvah, on an experiential level, what should the Shofar be, or how should the Shofar be inspiring to us? And I would like to mention to you that there is a girsa as far as the bracha on Shofar, and this you'll find in the Rosh, in the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, in the name of the Rav Yah, and it's also the Arzaru and the Manig and other places, that the nusach of the bracha should be Lishmoa Bekol Shofar, not Kol Shofar as we have it, that's our minog, and that's the Rambam's nusach, but according to many, the nusach should be Bekol Shofar. And the Bach in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Tov Kuf Pei Hei, says the reason why, and he quotes the Aguda, that we don't say Bekol Shofar, we haven't adopted that Nusach, is because Bekol Shofar sounds like fulfilling or implementing the Tzivui, the command and the mandate of the Shofar. You know, our mitzvah is to hear the Kol Shofar, the Chetz of the mitzvah is the Kol Shofar, but it's not like the Shofar is speaking to us and we have to listen to its voice and hearken and obey its command. So therefore, the Nusach, which was originally the Kol Shofar, was not accepted in Tfutzus Yisrael. But I'd like to focus on the original Nusach of the Kol Shofar as it you know, dates back to early Rishonim, especially to Chachmei Ashkenaz. What is the meaning of Lishma Bekol Shofar? And for this, we want to open up the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet Milchas Tshuva. The Rambam is famous for saying that although Shofar is Gzeiras HaKosuv, nevertheless there is a remez, there is a hint, and a meaning to the Shofar itself. The Rambam's language is very poetic. Afal Pishet Kia Shofar Rosh Hashanah Gzeiras HaKosuv, Remez Yeshbo, Klomar Uru Yeshena Mishnaschem, Vikitsu Nirdomim Tadeimaschem, Vichipsu Maasechem. The Rambam says that although Tkiya Shofar Rosh Hashanah is Gzeres HaKosuv, nevertheless, there is a remez. When the Rambam used the word remez, I believe what he's saying, and he does this often, is to find some sort of message inherent in the mitzvah, something that could inspire us and elevate us to higher levels of spiritual and religious devotion. It's not, obviously, we're just speculating, we don't know, we cannot exhaust or answer the question, why the mitzvah? Why did the Torah tell us to blow the shofar? But what can we find inherent in the shofar and the experience of the shofar that can impact on our souls? And the Rambam says that the remez in the shofar is Uru Yeshena Mishnaschem, to awaken us up. The whole year long, we are in a sense swept away by the currents of time, the pressures of daily life. We are in a tardema, the Rambam says, we're in a deep sleep. Tardema, which is coming from the parash of Adam HaRishon, is a deep, profound sleep. And we have to awaken. V'chipsu ma'asechem. And we have to examine our ways. And then the Rambam adds two words which I would highlight. V'chizru b'tshuva. Inherent in the message of the shofar is that we have to be awakened to do tshuva. V'zichru barachem. And the shofar is telling us to remember our Creator, Elu, because we are amongst those Hashochichim Es Ha'emes Bahavli Asman. We forget the truth with a capital T because of the currents of the time, the Havli Asman, the vanities of time, the needs and the experiences of a daily life. Shogim kol shnasa behemel v'rik. We spend so much time on things that are really vain and empty. Habitu l'nafshol seichem, ativu darcheichem al aleichem, v'yazov kol echad michem darko hara'ah. And it's very fascinating to see so many different phrases and poetry here in the Rambam, but it all goes back to the message that's inherent in the shofar, and we wanted to emphasize those two words, v'chizru b'tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is in fact the first of the 10 days of tshuva, and the message of the shofar is wake up and do tshuva, chizru b'tshuva. So the question is obvious. We don't have tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, at least not reflected in Atfilos. We don't have tshuva reflected in a vidui process. There's no bechia, there's no za'aka. So where is the chizur b'tshuva? The Rambam now identifies chizur b'tshuva as that message which is inherent in the shofar. And this, of course, can reflect on the nusach that we mentioned of the early Rishonim of Lishma, Bikol shofar. Let's listen and hearken to the voice, the message of the shofar. The shofar has something to tell us. The shofar is telling us chizur b'tshuva. And those moments that we hear the shofar perhaps are the pinnacle, the apex of the avoda of Rosh Hashanah, insofar as it's the first of the Aseres Yemei Atshuva, Chizru B'Tshuva, the shofar is telling us. The Rambam goes on here in Perek Gimel, Halacha Dal, to tell us, Mipnei Inyan Ze Nogu Kol Beis Yisrael, Laharbos B'Tztaka Uvamasim Tovim, V'Lasok B'Mitzvos, Mi Rosh Hashanah V'Yad Yom HaKippurim. The Rambam says that these 10 days are days that should be dedicated, according to the minhag, of ribui tztaka. Again, I don't know how you can do tztaka on Rosh Hashanah, but the Rambam says, mi Rosh Hashanah v'yad Yom HaKippurim. It's ad v'yad v'chlal. We begin with Rosh Hashanah, we end with Yom Kippur. On these days, we have to be marv with tztaka. Perhaps the Rambam means that we have to be no day of tztaka, and malalav akosav kilukimo, since we have a sincere commitment to give the tztaka, we make such a statement, then it's as if we gave the tztaka maisim tovim. We should be involved in a myriad of maisim tovim and his askus b'mitzvos. But we see clearly that there is a chiyuv tshuva, chizru b'tshuva, even on Rosh Hashanah. That's the message of the shofar. That's the remez to be ma'orer us to tshuva. But again, how do we reconcile with that with the fact that we don't find a process of tshuva on Rosh Hashanah in the same way that we find it the rest of the year, and certainly not in the same way we find it on Yom Kippur or the balance of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva? There is some sort of halach of tshuva here, chizru b'tshuva in the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, but yet where's the vidui, where's the charata, where's the aziva, where's the kabbalah, where are all the different elements of tshuva which the Rambam delineates in great detail in Perek Aleph Milchus Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah? We don't find a chiyuv of tshuva and charata and vidui. We don't recite vidui on Rosh Hashanah. We're going to have to come to grips with this. Where is the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah? And I would like to present at least the beginning of an answer to this question and see if we could possibly embellish it. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Beis records a machlokas tanoim about how to organize the 9 brachos of the Musaf service of Rosh Hashanah. It seems that Chazal were absolutely convinced that the magic number of brachos for the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah has to be the number 9. You would have thought that if your classical Musaf of any Yontif has 7 brachos, the Gimel Rishonos, the Gimel Achronos, and the Kedushas Hayom in the middle, Rosh Hashanah, insofar as it has an additional 3 brachos of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros, would have a total of 10 brachos, but the magic number here is 9. It means we have to take Malchios and integrate it into one of the other brachos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, as recorded in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, would integrate the bracha of Malchius into Kedushas Hashem, because after all, the Shem is HaMelech HaKadosh, we're talking about Malchius. But Rabbi Akiva insists that we have to postpone Malchius into Kedushas Hayom and integrate Malchius into the fourth bracha of Shmona Esrei rather than the 3rd. In order to embellish this concept of Rabbi Akiva, which reflects itself in our minog, we passing like Rabbi Akiva, I want to call your attention to a machlokas between the Chaye Adam, Rav Avram Danzig, in Klal Chaf Ches, and Rav Chaim, as the Rav would quote his grandfather. Rav Chaim was of the opinion that the Chaye Adam was incorrect when the Chaye Adam paskins that if in the Chasima Sabracha one accidentally omits Melech Al Kol Haaretz, and all he said was Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, says the Chaye Adam, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron is the basic unit of the Chasima Sabracha. It is the universal Chasima Sabracha for any Yontim, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, and therefore he was Yotze. There's no need to repeat Shmon Esrei or Kiddush if he left out, if he accidentally omitted the words Melech Al Kol Haaretz. Reb Chaim was absolutely opposed to this, and he paskin that Machzirat Oso Hein B'Tfila, and even B'Kiddush, if a person forgets to say Melech Al Kol Haaretz, he has not fulfilled the Matbeah Shetobu Chacham. The Chachamim deliberately inserted Melech Al Kol Haaretz to Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron in every Chasima throughout the Rosh Hashanah holiday. And if one omits Melech Al Kol Haaretz, hoof his face, as we say, he's given up, he's forfeited the Nusach HaBracha, he has to repeat the Bracha. And Reb Chaim explained that the reason for that is a profound answer to a very complicated question, namely, what is the nature and the essence of the Kedushas HaYom of Rosh Hashanah? Every other holiday has a Kedushas HaYom which is well-defined. Shavuos, for example, the Kedushas HaYom is associated with Matan Torah. The Kedushas HaYom of Sukkos with Besukkos HaShavtis B'nei Yisrael. Pesach, of course, with Yitzis Mitzrayim. There's a definite historical event which reflects the Kedushas HaYom. But what do we do with Rosh Hashanah? And we say Hayom Haras Olam, we pass like Rabbi Lezer that the world, the universe was created in Chodesh Tishrei, and Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the creation of the world, but that doesn't seem to reflect on the essence of the day. Nor does it define the Kedushas HaYom in any shape or form. So we have no historical experience or historical event that ever took place on Rosh Hashanah that reflects the Kedushas HaYom. So what is the Kedushas HaYom? And obviously it reflects something about Malchus Zichron HaShofar, something about the shofar itself and the blowing of the shofar, but it's very difficult. It's the most complex holiday. It's so abstract. And I don't know if we were brought up with an appreciation for the Kedushas HaYom to grasp its complexity and its lofty nature. You know, as children, Rosh Hashanah meant to us a little bit more than a new year. It was a time in which we got new clothing and we dressed up and beautiful. And now we have the simonim and we beautify the day. But what is the essence of the day, the Kedushas HaYom? And the answer lies in this sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that the Kedushas HaYom of Rosh Hashanah is Melech Al Kol Haaretz. Malchus is integrated in the Kedushas HaYom because it is the integral essence of Kedushas HaYom. Which explains why Reb Chaim was so convinced that if you forgot to mention Melech Al Kol Haaretz in the Chasimus HaBracha, then Lo Yotza Machzirin also, because he hasn't mentioned the Kedushas HaYom. We can only define the Kedushas HaYom by Malchus, which means that we accept upon ourselves Hashem as Melech. And if this be the case, then we can sort of turn the clock back to the beginning of that discussion about what is the nature of the Avoda of Rosh Hashanah. How does V'chizru B'tshuva, the message of the shofar, come to fruition on Rosh Hashanah? What kind of tshuva are we doing? What should be our intention, our kavanah, when we hear the shofar blowing? And the answer of Chizru B'tshuva, the message to the shofar is waking us up out of slumber to do tshuva, is to accept upon ourselves the Malchus Hashem. There's a special power in the day itself, in the Kedushas HaYom, the whole atmosphere of Rosh Hashanah as a metaphysical entity is the atmosphere is what precipitates the atmosphere of Rosh Hashanah in a unique sense is Melech Al Kol Haaretz, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara tells the Rosh Hashanah that we're going to recite Malchus, the Kronos Shofar, and blow the shofar. And in each case, we're declaring that Hashem, you are the Melech. We ask Hashem in Zichronos to remember us, to remember the Bris, and we blow the shofar and we say, you're the melech, you have the capacity to remember us and fulfill the covenant. In shofars, when we speak about the Gilui Shechina, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time Matan Torah revealed himself with the Kol Shofar, at the time the Asid Lava Bayom Ahu, Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol, at the time of the ultimate revelation, God will reveal himself through the shofar. And in Malchus, for sure, God, you are the Melech, and we are going to accept upon ourselves you, God, as our King. We are dedicated to fulfill every command and every will of yours, and that's what we hear in the shofar. When the shofar tells us Chizu B'tshuva, the shofar is really telling us that we have gotten so involved in the Havle Azman and the Hevel V'Rik of day-to-day life, then the truth is forgotten. Shochachim Asa'emes, we forget the truth. The truth is that you, Hashem, are the Melech. And we have to declare you as the Melech, not only by reciting Malchus, not only through the Tfilos, and not only through the Shofar, but the Ikar is the Kiyum Shebalev, that in our inner moment, in the very depths of our souls and personalities, we declare and we accept you, Hashem, as our Melech. Our will is subordinate to your will. Everything that reigns supreme is your will. You with a capital Y and will with a capital W. We are absolutely dedicated to your will. And if this is what the nature of shofar is all about, and this is the avod of the day, Chizur B'tshuva means to put ourselves on the right path, to accept Hashem as our Melech, we can begin to appreciate the answer to the question of how to reconcile the Rambam's definition of tshuva in Perek Aleph Milchus Tshuva with the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us a very strange kind of scenario. A man gives Kiddushin to a woman, a Makadish Isha, and he sets up a Tanai, Al Menashe Ani Tzadik, that I am a Tzadik. You would have anticipated that she would make that condition. In this case, he made that condition. I guess he was pretty sure of himself that he was a tzaddik, but the Gemara continues and says, Afilu Rasha Gomor. He in fact is not a tzaddik. He's a well-known Rasha. And nevertheless, Mekudeshes, we have to be Choshish L'Kedushin. Why? Shema, perhaps, Hirir Tshuva B'daito. He had a Hirir Tshuva. A Hirir Tshuva means thought without words. Thought without any verbal, oral expression. And the Minchas Chinuch already in Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet points out what happened to Vidui. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Hilchos Tshuva repeats himself about Vidui over and over and over again. Some of the Mefarshim and the later commentaries understood that the Rambam defines the Mitzvah of Tshuva as Vidui. That is the Chi of Tshuva. And the Rambam quotes Psukim, Mitzvados Havonechem, you have to recite Vidui, and everyone in the Mechaprim requires Vidui. And here, what we end up with is Hirir Tshuva. How can it be that Hirir Tshuva could transform a Rasha Gomer into a Tzaddik, and therefore we validate the Kiddushin because he's a Tzaddik? What happened to Vidui? And what we see clearly from this Gemara in Kiddushin is that there's something very profound going on here without Vidui. And that is Hirir Tshuva. The Hirir Tshuva means that in one moment a man can somehow transform himself from the status of a Rasha to that of a Tzaddik. And even though here at Tshuva is certainly not Tshuva Gemura, because for Tshuva Gemura he will need Vidui, he will need all the different parts and painstakingly go through the whole sequence, the whole Seder of Tshuva, but nevertheless, if a man has a Hirir Tshuva, which means that he decides that he's got to undergo the process of tshuva, he's not ready to do it right this second, but he's ready to commit himself in a very profound, sincere way to do tshuva. He's thinking in his mind that it's finally time in his life that he's evaluate himself with introspection and change his ways. He becomes a tzaddik. That Hirir Tshuva is enough, is sufficient to make him into a tzaddik. Tshuva is Miloshon Shiva El Hashem, to return to Hashem. He has committed himself to return to Hashem, and if we could add and embellish this by saying, Hashem, you are my Melech. I accept you as my sovereign ruler. My will is to do your will. If you take a look at the Rambam, We mentioned the Rambam before in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet that the Rambam speaks about the shofar and the remez, and then he says, "Mipnei inyan zeh nagu kol beis Yisrael aharbos b'tzedakah ma'asim tov la'asuk mitzvahs." If you look at the Lecha Mishnah, he writes, "Klomer mipnei shebeshofar mazirim roshon lechapis ma'asov lachen bielu asari yomim tzarch la'asuk mitzvos u'ma'asim tovim." Now the Lecha Mishnah points to a very strange, I mean, it's not the Lecha Mishnah, I'm not blaming the faulting it, but there's a strange connection here because the Rambam begins with shofar and tshuva and he ends with mitzvos and ma'isim tovim. Why is ribui mitzvos and ma'isim tovim related to tshuva? You and I would think that the tikkun, to rectify his sin, he's got to go through charata, azivas hachet, of course, kabbalah haba, and vidui. How do mitzvos and ma'asim tovim substitute for all the above? And the answer, I believe, is the concept of hira tshuva. That if he's mahar b'tshuva, that means he accepts Hashem as the melech, he realizes it's time to do tshuva, to change his ways, to be absolutely committed to the mitzvos of Hashem. So now's the time to demonstrate that. If you had a sincere hira tshuva, if the shofar succeeded in inspiring you, waking you up, to dedicate yourself and commit yourself to Hashem Melech, to accept Hashem's will, now let's see you prove it. You know, tachlis. Let's see if you can preach and practice what you preach, and now implement that commitment with ribui ma'asim tovim, mitzvos, utzdaka, to show that you want to fulfill His will. And if that be the case, then the remez of the shofar that the Rambam alludes to is the hira tshuva. He doesn't spell it out, but he hints that we're talking about hira tshuva, the shofar. The shofar is coming to wake up a person, snap out of your reverie, out of your sleeping situation, your slumber, get rid of the tirdos for a moment of havli azman, and take upon yourself a commitment to straighten your ways. That's the hira tshuva. Sof tshuva, the end of tshuva, that's going to come later down the line. That'll require that he go through the whole Seder HaTshuva with the whole kit and caboodle. But now he's starting with what we would call Hira Tshuva, Darkei Tshuva. He's committed himself. He's waking up from his slumber. He does a sincere, profound introspection and he says, you know what, now I'm dedicated to Hashem. He's my king. I want to be Osek B'mitzvus V'maisim Tovim. I want to demonstrate that my Hira is sincere, and it's going to change my ways. I'm going to rectify my ways. And that's the new din of tshuva, Rosh Hashanah. This is not the tshuva gemura of al chet and mentioning each sin and going through the whole process. That there'll be time for that. Rosh Hashanah was not dedicated to that. Rosh Hashanah is the first step. And the first major step is to define the person as someone who sees himself as an eved to the melech. The kiyum tshuva of the shofar Rosh Hashanah is that hira tshuva to waken us up and to set our goals. Our goals are to achieve the true, genuine tshuva, to really be committed to be an eved. There's a story I wanted to tell about a chassid who asked the Kotzke Rebbe, how far is it between a rasha and a tzaddik? How far is it to do tshuva? The pasuk says, it's like from east to west, two extreme polar ends of the globe, is mavdila beinia v'neichem, to overcome that separation between man and Hashem. And the Kotzke Rebbe is supposedly responded. He says, all you need is to turn to the right direction, just one flip of your body to point in the right direction. That's all you need. That's what we call Hirer Tshuva. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin al Menashe Nitzadik, Shema Hirer Tshuva Beliba. It's very interesting that in the Slichos, in the first major paragraph before, where we say, Yoshev al Kisei Rachamim, Kermel Yoshev al Kisei Rachamim, we have a paragraph that goes, Derech Tshuva Oresa. And that really is the kickoff of the entire period of Slichos. Derech tshuva oresa. You've taught us the derech tshuva. The derech tshuva means turn to the right direction. Get your head on straight. Understand that you've been off. You veered off the derech. You deviated from the right path. Now put yourself on the right path. That's hira tshuva. That's Uri Yesheda Mishnaschem v'chizru b'tshuva. That's the essence of the Kol Shofar and the Kiyum of the Avoda of Rosh Hashanah. The Ran in his drashos towards the end in Drush Tshi answers the question of what is the Avoda of Rosh Hashanah and the days that follow. And he quotes the Pasuk in Dvarim, Perek Lamed, at the beginning of the Perek in Parshas Nitzavim, Vashivosa el vavecha b'chol agoyim asher hidichacho Hashem shoma v'shavta ad Hashem v'shamata b'kolo. If you analyze this Pasuk and you break it down into its component parts, he starts by saying Vashivosa el vavecha. First you have to speak to your heart and make sure it's dedicated the right way. That's already a hirur tshuva. He hasn't yet really begun. He hasn't entered into the entire long, complicated, and painstaking process of tshuva. But then it says, at the end of the pasuk, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. That's already tshuva gemura. That means to go through the entire process of tshuva. The pasuk says, "V'shav Hashem Elokecha shfuscha v'richamecha." That's the hero tshuva. And then it says, "V'shav v'kibetzcha mikol amim." That's already tshuva gemura. Rosh Hashanah is the day of hero tshuva. The tshuva gemura is going to come thereafter. And if you take a look at the Ravid at the beginning of Hilchas Shofar, the Ravid says, with regard to a shofar gazul, if someone steals a shofar, and we have the issue of mitzvah bob avera, the Ravid says, afiyu yir bo din gezel, yom trua yilachem ikol makom. Whereas the Rambam says you can be yotze with a shofar gozel because the cheftza shel mitzvah is not the shofar but rather the kol, the Ravid is willing to say that even if I hold that there is gzela in the shofar, and it is a mitzvah bob avera in theory, but the Torah says, yom trua yilachem ikol makom. So there is Torah's Gezel with regard to a shofar. Excuse me, and therefore the shofar should be subjected in this case of Gezel to the psul of mitzvah bob avera. But there's a new Gzeres HaKosta that tells us with regard to the shofar Rosh Hashanah that even though it's Gezel and even though it's a mitzvah bob avera, nevertheless, you could be Yotze and the universal psul of mitzvah bob avera doesn't apply to shofar. It's a separate Din Mesuyim with regard to shofar based on the drasha of Yom Tshuva Mikol Makom that Yotze with Gazul. And of course, if you accept the Ravid, we don't understand why Gazul in shofar is kosher as opposed to Gazul in Lulav and in Shara Mitzvah Satorah. But nevertheless, perhaps we can find in that Rambam of Remez Yeshbo Uru Yishen Mishnaschem V'chizru B'tshuva that if the whole purpose of the and the inspiration and the message inherent in the shofar, big kol shofar, as we spoke about, is to waken us to do tshuva, then even though a person has not yet done tshuva, and he hasn't fulfilled charot and aziva sachet the way he should, nevertheless he has a hira tshuva, the Rambam would say he's a tzadik gomor, and therefore shofar gozel is kosher Rosh Hashanah, because even if he hasn't yet done tshuva, what we said, the ultimate tshuva of v'shav v'kibetzcho mikol ha'amim, or the pasuk v'shav ta'ad Hashem Elokecha, that he hasn't done yet, he hasn't undergone the entire long process of tshuva to come back to Hashem, but nevertheless he has one level of tshuva, shuvu bonim shovavim, even though it's still shovavim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel us to tshuva, as the Rambam says at the end of this perek, and we're not going to be bodek his tshuva to see if he went all the way, and the mum of gozel is not posel in the mitzvah bob avera of shofar, because nothing could stand in the way of tshuva, even if we're shovavim, even if we haven't yet undergone the process of tshuva gemura. Nevertheless, it's yom trua, it's a day of trua, and we can symbolically be yotze even through gozel. And perhaps the most beautiful formulation of these two dimensions of tshuva, although in a different sort of formula, but I do want to share this with you, comes in the Rav's letters, which is called Igros HaGrid HaLevi, a compilation of letters that the Rav wrote primarily to his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And you'll see here a letter for Perek Aleph, Milchus Tshuva, Halacha Aleph, dates back to Tough Reish Pei Tes. You'll see there on page Chaf Gimel. And the Rav is wondering why the Rambam in his Vidu, in his formulation of Vidu, Perek Aleph Halach Aleph Milchus Tshuva, has all these dimensions as part of the formula of Vidui. He's got to be mefarit within his Vidui, the Charot on the past, the Kabbalah, Allahava, Shelo Yechte Od. And these all reflect the different various parts of the process of Tshuva. If you look in Perek Beis, Milchus Tshuva, the Rambam says, my Tshuva, Yazov HaChote Cheto, Yasir Machshav, the Yigmar Believer Shelo Yechte Od, Yisnachim Allahavar, V'tzarech L'Svados B'Sfasim V'Lomar, and Yonos Elu Shegorah Beliba. All these various dimensions of tshuva reflect themselves in the Nusach HaVidu. Nusach HaVidu will reflect every single dimension and element and component of tshuva. Yet, elsewhere, in many cases, the Rambam has a much shortened version of Vidu. For example, reflecting the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Lamed Hey with regard to the Vidu of Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, Ana Hashem Chatasi Kaper Na. There's no mention of Charato or Kabbalah. And the Rambam with regard to Yom HaKippurim in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam writes, Avol Anachnu Vavosenu Chatanu, is that's all you need? That's the basic Nusach HaVidu. There's no pirut of sin, there's no chayrata, there's no kabbalah. Or, for example, if you take a look even in the Chumash, the Gemara derives in Yuma Pei Vav, the laws of Vidui, from the parsha of Tshuva after the Chet HaEgel in Shmos Lamed Beis. Then the Pasuk says, Ana chata amazeh chata gedola. And Moshe Rabbeinu asks, and beseeches God for forgiveness and atonement for Klal Yisrael, but he doesn't mention any period hachet. None of the dimensions of tshuva are reflected here, just simply chata ha'am hazeh. That's it. Chata gedola. And we find this over and over again throughout Hilchos Vidui. On the other hand, with regard to tshuva, the Rambam requires this very, very detailed, intricate language of tshuva, which reflects all the different elements of tshuva, as we spoke about before. And perhaps the answer is that there are two different dimensions to tshuva and two different dimensions to vidui. Because if vidui is required to achieve kapara, and that vidui has to be so specific, how then could the Gemara in Kiddushin, as we mentioned earlier, Kiddush Ish Al Menashe Ani Tzadik, Afilu Rosh Hagom, Kudeshes, Sheva Hira Tshuva B'Daito? And the Rambam paskins that Aloch in Perek Ches Milchus Ish Aloch Hei, and we see that Vidui is not Ma'akev. Maybe it's a mitzvah, but it's not Likuva, and all these other cases of Vidui that we saw without mentioning the different parts of the process of Vidui, just to shorten the bridge form of Vidui. So the Rav says the following, that tshuva is two-dimensional, and we shouldn't confuse this. On the one hand, tshuva achieves a hafkas, chaloshe rosh ve'agavra. And that means that tshuva itself has the capacity to change the status of an individual and transform him. That's one dimension of tshuva. And from the perspective of this dimension of Hilchos Tshuva, a sinner has to undergo a very profound change in his very essential personality. It may start with Hira Tshuva, but it's got to progress and develop into all the different various stages and components of Tshuva, and they'll all reach the fruition expressed in the Vidui. There's another dimension to Tshuva. Tshuva is a Mechaper. And the Rambam tells us that whenever a person confronts, encounters a mechaper, he's chayv to recite vidui. That vidui is the vidui of tshuva as a mechaper. Says the Rav, and I quote in Igros HaGrid, this is the Rav's own pen, beautifully written and formulated, Nira dechaluk hechsher agavra shel tshuva mikapara shel tshuva. Tshuva as a hechsher gavra, to convert the gavra from a rasha to a tzaddik, is different than tshuva as a kapara, as a mechaper. L'inyan adin she tshuva mafkia, shem rasha me gavra zev vidui, Vida is not ma'akev, as we saw in the case of the Gemara Kiddushin. Here a tshuva v'liva is a tzaddik, but he has a chiyuv to develop and intensify in a more profound way that process of tshuva by reciting a vidui that expresses all the different dimensions of tshuva. But then there's a din of tshuva which is a machaper, like all the other machaperim. And here, the vidui is absolutely required, it's indispensable, but yet nevertheless, as a ma'isa machaper, the vidui is a very short vidui. The paradigm is the vidui of Kohen Gadol, which is called Kaparas Dvarim in the Gemara Yuma Lamed Vav, and we have vidui by tshuva, and by all the various machaperim. That vidui is ma'akev in a karban. It's ma'akev in the kapara power, not only for karban, but also Mises Bezdin and Malkus, and Chovel B'Chavero, and all the other Averos. However, it's not geared to be Mafkia the Shem Rosha from the Gavra. That requires a profound change. The Machaper element, the accompaniment to any encounter with the Machaper, requires a short form of Vidui. That Vidui is essential to the Maisa Machaper. It's absolutely indispensable. But it doesn't require the Pirud HaChet and the Charata and the Kabbal Lasid. It just requires mentioning Chatasi, I have sinned. And that's enough to activate the Mechaper. And therefore the Rambam says in Perek Beis Milchus Tshuva, that although Maya Tshuva Yazov HaRosh HaChetah Yosim HaShavtah Yigmar B'Livu Shasen Odi Chisnachim HaLovah, etc., etc., and the Vidui should express all these different dimensions, that's Vidui of tshuva. Tshuva to be mafkia the Shem Rasha, to establish him as a tzaddik. That's not the tshuva of the Rambam later on in Perek Beis when he speaks about Yom HaKippurim. The tshuva of Yom HaKippurim is a tshuva of a machaper. And therefore when the Rambam says in Halacha Ches of Perek Beis with regard to Vidui Yom HaKippurim, Avidui Shenogu Bo Kol Yisrael, Aval Anachnu Chatonu, but who Iker Avidui? This shortened form of Vidui, which is not like the Rambam earlier in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam is not talking about Vidui of Tshuva. The Rambam here is talking about Vidui of Yom Kippur as a Machaper. The Machaper of Yom Kippur, like any other Machaper, requires Vidui. Whenever we encounter a Machaper, we want to activate the Koch HaMachaper, we need Vidui. And the Rambam might even be discussing here on Yom Kippurim someone who already has undergone the entire complicated and long-drawn process of tshuva, of Havkas Shem Rasha, with all the dinim and the requirement of tshuva, charata, and vidui, etc. But now there's a separate din, a chiyuv unto itself, insofar as Yom Kippurim is a machaper, to recite a vidui. That's a chiyuv b'fnei atzmo, and it's a chiyuv miyuchad liyom HaKippurim. It's not a din of vidui of tshuva, but rather a vidui of a machaper, in this case, of Yom HaKippurim. And I want to refer you to an article here in the Sefer Harei Keden that I have here, in Simon Mem Dalet on the first chelik of Moad, the Begeder Mitzvos Vidui b'Yom HaKippurim. And he quotes a very interesting halacha in the Rambam, which sort of baffles the mind. The Rambam writes, Averos, this is in Halacha Ches of the same perek, Averos shesvad aleim b'Yom HaKippurim, zeh chosim esvad aleim b'Yom HaKippurim acher. Okay, maybe he didn't do a good enough job, and maybe he has to recite Vidui a second time for the same sins, because who knows if he, on the first round, last Yom HaKippurim, he really did an adequate job. But the Rambam adds another explanation. Afal pishu omed b'tshuvaso. It sounds like the Rambam is saying he's already about tshuva, he's done a full-fledged tshuva on this chet, and yet he's required to recite Vidui again on this Yom Kippur, no matter what happened and what tshuva he underwent last Yom Kippur. And that vidui is not the vidui of tshuva, but that's the special mitzvah vidui of Yom HaKippurim. That's the mitzvah of encountering a mechaper and activating the mechaper with a recitation of vidui. And therefore, if a person did tshuva, and during the course of the year he recited vidui, and everything was perfect. Nevertheless, he's obligated to be misvada a second time on that same sin on Yom HaKippurim, because we're not talking about on Yom HaKippurim, we're not discussing a vidui of tshuva. I mean, obviously, we want to activate tshuva and undergo vidui as well, but we're talking about the chalos of a chiyuv b'fnei atzmo of vidui on Yom HaKippurim, and despite the fact that he did this vidui during the year, he hasn't fulfilled this special, unique mitzvah and obligation of vidui of Yom HaKippurim, and therefore he's got to repeat the vidui again on Yom HaKippurim, despite the fact that he's omed b'tshuvaso. And the Rambam writes in Perek Beis Milchus Tshuva Lochazayin Yom HaKippurim Uzman Tshuva Lakol LeYachid Ularavim V'hu Keitz Mechila Uslichel Yisrael L'ficha Chayovim HaKol Lasos Tshuva L'svados B'Yom HaKippurim. In other words, that whenever you have a mechaper, there's a din of vidui, and that vidui has to accompany the mechaper, the kapara, and that's derived from the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. The pasuk mechaper is vidui dvarim, zeh vidui dvarim, and that's a special chiyuv of vidui for a mechaper. And even though he fulfilled his chiyuv vidui b'taras tshuva before he entered into Yom HaKippurim, nevertheless on Yom Kippur there's a special chiyuv, not based on the pasuk v'svado es chatasim eshel chata, which is midin tshuva, but rather the chiyuv vidui of mechaper of the itzumo shel yom mechaper of Yom HaKippurim, and that requires vidui in every one of the tefillos of Yom HaKippurim. Every moment of Yom HaKippurim is mechaper, and we have to activate every moment as a mechaper by reciting vidui. If we recite vidui and tefillah on every one, within every one of that tefillos on the day of Yom HaKippurim, it's as if he was misvada continuously the entire 24 hours of Yom HaKippurim to activate the mechaper power. And if this be the case, we can answer another contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam adds busha and charata to his vidui, and on Yom HaKippur we don't have that. The answer is that busha v'charata vidui, that's midin vidui shel tshuva of isvadua es chatosim asher chatu. But with regard to the vidui of Yom HaKippurim, the element of busha is omitted insofar as it's not part and parcel of the tsumo shel Yom HaKippur mechaper, the mechaper power of the vidui of Yom HaKippurim. And if this be the case, it's quite possible that we can answer up another steer in the Rambam with regard to karbon. The Rambam here at the beginning of Vilchus Tshuva says, V'chein bali chatos v'ashomos ed miskapalim kum karbonim at sheyashuvu at sheyasu tshuvi v'yisvadu. And the pashas would be that it's the same identical vidui with all the seder avidui that the Rambam has delineated here at the beginning of Perek Aleph. And yet if you open up to Vilchus Maisa Karbonos in Perek Gimel, the Rambam writes, Ketzad misvada, what vidui should recite on the karbon? Omer, Chatasi, Avisi, Pashati, Asisi, Kach, V'kach, V'chazayti, B'tshuva L'fanecha, V'zu Kaparasi. No mention of Charato, Kabbal Al-Asid. But keep in mind, the Rambam adds, V'chazayti, B'tshuva L'fanecha. In other words, the carbon is not Mechapa without tshuva, and he's got to do tshuva kilchasa, with vidui shel tshuva, but that's at any point of time. That's not related to the makom, to the shas havos hakarvon. The shas havos hakarvon, which is the shas hamachaper, that engenders a new chiyuv, an independent chiyuv of vidui, that's not part of vidui shel tshuva per se, it's the vidui of machaper. And here, there's no necessity to be mischaret, mischnachim alovar, etc. He just recites, Chatosi Avisi Pashati, this is my sin, and now the carbon is being brought to be mechaper on this sin, and that's enough, genug shayin. And therefore the Rambam adds, V'chazayti v'tshuva l'fanecha. In other words, I already underwent the entire long, drawn-out process of tshuva kilchoso with charota and vidi. Now I'm only coming to be misvada as a mechaper on my carbon, v'zu kaparasi. The Rav went very far when he spoke about tshuva of Yom HaKippurim. And if you take a look at Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Itzumo Shel Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Lashavim, the question is what the word Lashavim means. So we could say Lashav means that the Yitzum Shel Yom is mechaper for someone who underwent the entire long process of tshuva with all its component parts. But there's another possibility here. And we can reinterpret this sentence in the Rambam, Yitzuma Shayom HaKippur Mechaper Lashavim. What does Lashavim mean? And it's not a reference to someone who's undergone the entire long process, the Seder of Tshuva and Vidui, but rather it means something different. And to embellish this, the Rav quoted the Rambam's introduction to Hilchos Tshuva. Before you get into the Pnim, the Rambam writes, Kol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah, Ben Esay, Ben Los, etc., etc. Kshiyase tshuva v'yoshuv micheto. What does that phrase mean? V'yoshuv micheto. And then he says kshiyase tshuva. It sounds like the Rambam is talking about two different things. And when the Rambam defines the mitzvah, he says that the mitzvah is loshuv micheto v'yisvad. It might mean that loshuv micheto means shiyafsik lachto. It means azivas achet. The man makes a commitment, I'm not going to repeat the same sin. And then the Rambam, besides Yoshev Micheto, uses the words Kishiyase Tshuva. What's the difference between Kishiyase Tshuva and Yoshev Micheto? There's a fundamental difference. Kishiyase Tshuva means Asiyas Tshuva. Asiyas Tshuva means the Maisa Tshuva with the whole Seder and the whole Vidui in all its depth, in which the Rambam says that through this Maisa Tshuva he transforms himself into an entirely different personality. But what does the Rambam mean when he says Yoshev Micheto? That's only Aziva Sachet. And therefore, when the Rambam says that Itzuma Shayom with regard to Yom Kippur is Mechapel Ashavim, Lashavim could be those who are Yoshev Micheto. Lashavim Yoshev Micheto is the same word, means Shiafsik Lachto. We don't require, in order to achieve the Kapar of Yom HaKippurim, the entire process of the Maisa Tshuva with the Seder Tshuva, but Kapar of Yom HaKippurim can be experienced and achieved simply by Yoshev Micheto, which means he was mafsik lachto. And the Gemara records machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbanon about Kaparas Yom HaKippurim, that Rebbe says Yom HaKippurim is mechaper bein lashavim bein she'eino shavim. Rabbanon says ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper elim atshuva. It could be that what the Chachamim are referring to is not the tshuva b'shlemus with the entire Seder HaTshuva from soup to nuts, from A to Z, but that's already mitzvah's tshuva, and that requires a vidishal tshuva and the mechaper of tshuva. But with regard to the mechaper of Yom HaKippurim, all you need is shav micheto. That makes the gavra into a shav, and Yom HaKippurim's mechaper lashavim. And that's the power of Yom HaKippurim. You need, like in the case of any other mechaper, a vidui, but the vidui is going to be a minimum vidui. And as far as the entire Seder HaTshuva is concerned, the Maisa Tshuva, that's not a prerequisite for the Kaparas Yom HaKippurim. That would be an amazing chiddush in interpreting the Rambam here of Perek Alpha Lach and Gimel Mechaper Lashavim, which would give us an entirely new perspective on Yom Kippur, a very positive and optimistic one about the power of Yom HaKippurim to be Mechaper. If we decide on Yom HaKippurim that we are going to be Shav Michetenu, meaning Yoshev Michetenu means to be Mafsik our Chet, and we recite this very limited Vidui, that itself is enough, is sufficient to activate the Kapar power of Itzumo Shel Yom, Aval Anachnu Chatanu is enough, and the Itzumo Shel Yom does the rest. The Vidui is only a Tnai in order to achieve the Itzumo Shel Yom Mechaper. And if that be the case, we come back full swing to Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and we spoke about the concept of Hira Tshuva, the message of the shofar, the kol shofar, that's telling us Chizur B'Tshuva. Chizur B'Tshuva means set your path. Understand that you have to change your ways. The way you've been going is not the right way. You have to stop and desist from sin. That's only the kickoff. That's the beginning. But that itself, that commitment to do a Maisa Tshuva, complete Tshuva B'Shlemus, is enough to bring a person to declare Hashem Melech. God, you are my Melech. And if you are my Melech, I accept you as my Melech. And that's exactly what the essence of the Kiddush Hayom Rosh Hashanah is, to accept Hashem as the Melech, to be committed to His will, and to declare Hashem Melech. That's the Malchios, which is the Kedush Sayom, that culminates in hearing the message of the shofar, Lishma Bikol shofar. I want to end just with a Hasidic Shavart from the Slonim Rebbe, who used to say that when we recite that verse, Hashem Melech, Melech is in the present, Hashem Molach in the past, Hashem Yimloch Yolam Void, he says if at this moment, on this day, you know, the Rosh Hashanah is called Hayom, we are able to focus on Hashem Melech. Now, God, I am committed. I am a loyal servant. I accept you as my sovereign king. Hashem, you are the Melech. If that be the case, we can completely cut ourselves off from the past. And whatever rebellion, Chas V'Sholem, we did in the past, it's Hashem Molech in the past. In other words, the declaration now of Hashem Melech rectifies the past and it converts it, transforms it to Hashem Molech. And then the strong, profound resolution that we take upon ourselves when we declare Hashem as our Melech will project itself into the future. Hashem Yimloch Yolam Voed Yiratzon. May it be His will that we take Rosh Hashanah and we utilize it and exploit it to its maximum with a profound Hira Tshuva, beginning a process that's going to project us through the Aseres Yimei Tshuva and culminate on Yom Kippur, a process of listening to the Kol Shofar of Chizru B'Tshuva, a process of declaring Hashem Melech. When we hear the shofar, let us listen to the sound of the shofar, the voice of the shofar that's telling us to be chozer b'tshuva, to forget about the heavenly Azman, to commit ourselves to the Ratzon HaBorei. By declaring Hashem Melech, it will be Hashem Molach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vod, will be Zocheh, Mirtz Hashem, to be written in the Sifrei HaTzadikim Li'alter, L'chaim Tov V'L'Shalom, for ourselves, our families, and all of Klal Yisrael, Ketei Ratzon Amen.